Exclusive, Citizen journalist Aidan Carney. Karen Reed case most obvious cover-up ever. By Hannah Knudsen on July 5, 2025. Aidan Carney, also known as Citizen journalist Turtle Boy who rose to the forefront of the Karen Reed trial in Boston, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday that the entire case was the most obvious cover-up ever. Speaking weeks after Reed, the Massachusetts woman accused of killing her Boston police officer boyfriend in 2022, was found not guilty, Carney described how he became involved in the case and how he quickly realized this was the most obvious cover-up ever. The case started in January 29, 2022, when it was reported that a Boston police officer was accidentally struck by his girlfriend during a snowstorm in which she allegedly backed into him without realizing it, and he fell over, became incapacitated and died of hypothermia after getting buried in the snow. "It turns out, that is not what happened at all," he said, noting that he initially did not see an angle for him to cover the story, as it seemed like a horrific accident. 15 months later, he received a tip from a former cop who said something did not smell right in the case and that he should look into it, as he believes the girlfriend, Red, was being framed and that someone inside the house, which is owned by another Boston cop, like you said, named Brian Albert, a detective in the fugitive unit, a sergeant, that he was a notorious hothead and that they were likely responsible for this. He said he then did a deeper dive and saw what the other cop was saying seemed to be true. "It certainly looked like the people inside that house, that John went in the house, but she dropped them off there. That he went inside, that a fight ensued, and that they then planned to put his body out on the front lawn and have him make it look like he died from hypothermia after accidentally being struck by something," he explained. Karen became a convenient scapegoat when she went out looking for him, her boyfriend, later on and discovered it but backed into John's car on her way out and broke her tail. "It cracked it, and so when the people who were inside the house, one of whose name is Jennifer McCabe, the sister-in-law of the homeowner, when she saw the cracked tail light, she immediately began to tell police that Karen had a broken tail light, and Karen backed into him, and later told police that she heard that Karen was asking her, 'Could I have hit him? Did I hit him?'" he explained. Reed ended up getting arrested after a tail light that was not initially found on the scene was found by police 12 hours later. "This happened after Reed's car was in the state's possession," he said. The lead detective, Carney continued, failed to disclose his ties to the friends and family of the homeowner and the people inside the house. He didn't look into any alternative suspects. He didn't question any of the people in the house. He didn't separate them for any interviews. He didn't go into their house after a dead cop was found on their front lawn. They weren't even remotely considered suspects, even though John looked like he had just gotten in a fight. He had a 3-inch laceration somehow in the back of his head, and he appeared to have what looked like dog marks, dog bite marks all over his right arm exclusively. And how this came from being hit in a low-speed collision with an automobile backing into him, it just didn't add up, he outlined, explaining that the state seemingly continued to plant evidence and double down, even noting that two people in the house dumped their phones completely. Ultimately, there was no evidence of car collision, and host Matthew Boyle explained that autopsy photos showed it obvious the injuries were not from a car, as O'Keefe seemed to have dog bites on his arm. Carney noted that the family dog Chloe mysteriously disappeared as well. "The story just was the most obvious cover-up ever," Carney said. Karen Reed went through one trial where the judge basically made her fight with her hands behind her back by not being able to mention the FBI investigation or anything like that. So the jury had no idea that any of this was suspect, and it was a mistrial. And then we just had a second trial, and this time they focused more or less on the conspiracy aspect and more on the fact that there was no evidence whatsoever of a collision, a car collision, and she was luckily acquitted on all of the major charges involved in her boyfriend's death. Carney also highlighted how interconnected the entire town is, deeming it an incestuous town where all these people know each other. "There are so many interconnections," he emphasized, including with the judge on the case and beyond. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Aidan Carney, July 5, 2025. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.